Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya the Fraud Soup. On the floor, how can I help you?
A charge on to my bank, apparently from your company. Is this Fast Result?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. Okay. So I would have to get the information located first, and then I'll be able to further assist. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and your mailing address, please?
James Burrell, 337 Ballou Road, Jonesville, South Carolina, 29353.
Thank you. And let me see here. I'm just waiting on that to load. Okay. So it looks like you were charged. It was back on May 23rd, and it was $5.74, and it was for a Platinum Ultra smartwatch.
I was charged $67.32.
Right, but the initial charge was the $5.74 for the Platinum Ultra smartwatch. So you haven't received or ordered that smartwatch?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I understand completely, and no one in your household could have ordered that either.
Well, hold on one second. Let me back up here because I'm not seeing what you're talking about. I'm seeing May 28th.
You said you were charged the $67.32, but you would have had to be charged the $5.74 first for that smartwatch to start the $67.32 charge, which was why I was asking if you received the smartwatch.
You said May 23?
Right, May 23rd, yes.
Okay, that's what I was looking for, to see if I could find that.
Uh-huh.
And no.
And so you're seeing a $5.74 charge?
No.
Try the 24th or the 25th.
Nope. I just looked back to see if I could find it. And all I'm finding is the $67.32.
Okay. So basically,
what we're going on is my bank is changing from Visa over to MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making sure that my automatic payments, like to my hospital bills, things like that I do automatic bank drafts to, are going through. And when I pulled it up a while ago, my balance was way lower than I thought it should be. And the very first thing I saw was this payment to, it says Fast Result in this phone number, and for $67.32. So I'm like, what is this? And so I called it, and I got to the person that transferred me to you, and now I'm to you.
Right. Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay. So basically, to explain, so when the shipping was paid for the smartwatch, with you not signing up for it, I understand that you do not understand, but the smartwatch was a welcoming gift for signing up for a service and receiving a $125 gift card. A $125 gift card is why you were charged the membership fee of $67.32. And so you were saying that you haven't received an email or did a survey letting you know you have a smartwatch as a free gift?
No, and I haven't received a $125 gift card either.
And, well, it's emailed to you when you're charged, but no one in your household could have signed up for this either by your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. But as of right now, I did go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you, so that refund can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account.
Mm-hmm.
And was there anything else that I could assist with?
Well, let me ask you, should I cancel this card and get a new card?
Well, I would wait on the credits first. But with you receiving, if you have received more fraudulent charges, then I definitely would get a different card, yes.
All right, I'll look through my records and see if anything else has has happened. I saw that, and when I saw it, I kind of freaked a little bit. And I'm wondering, like, what the heck's going on here?
Right.
And I immediately called. That's why I'm calling on Sunday. I mean, I saw it, and I'm like, what is this, and what's going on? And you know, so I'm like, what? And that's why I called you guys, because I know there's a lot of fraud junk going on. I try to keep a close watch on my accounts. And so thank you very much for this. What was your name again?
It's Kenya. That's K-E-N-Y-A.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much for working with me and helping me here.
Oh, no problem.
And, hopefully this will get resolved very quickly. Thank you again very much. I really appreciate you. You're so kind and working with me so good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You do the same. Bye now.
Bye-bye.